5. Entry-level position. Alfred, accounting for Nick's shorter stride, how much longer will it take to get to the mines?
Gnomes are surprisingly quick when moving on an open road, sir. That said, it only adds about 50% travel time, despite the fact he's roughly half your height.
45 minutes, eh? Plenty of time to go ahead and clear the air. Nick, I have a bit of a confession before we get to the mines. Nick turned to look at me with nothing but curiosity. It said a lot about someone when they could look at you in response to that without preemptive fear or anger, without looking at you like they just realized you screwed them over. It said they'd never had someone admit to screwing them over. It said they had a better life than me.
What I said earlier about needing the things we bought, that was a con. Now, before you think I screwed you out of your money, you need to understand this wasn't malicious, and I have every intention of making us as much money as possible. First off, do you know what con man means?
Nick slowly shook his head at me, clearly unsure of where I was going.
It's short for confidence man. Basically, a con man builds up your confidence in what he's trying to sell you, whether it's a product, service, or his crazy-sounding plan. The modern equivalent would be social engineering. I paused for a beat to make sure it didn't look like I'd lost him so far. What I did use the same concept, but not to take your money for my own benefit. I knew my plans would work and would benefit both of us, but we've only just met. That means if I laid out my plans and asked you to have faith in me, a reasonable person would just say no and we'd both miss out on the opportunity to invest in our future. I'm not entirely certain why I felt the need to tell you this, honestly. Maybe I just didn't want to feel like I was screwing over my first friend here. At that, he stopped dead in his tracks and looked at me.
Why would you feel like you'd screwed me over?
He had a point. I guess normally this would just be a friend talking a friend into going along with some crazy idea.
Once upon a time, I was screwing people over this way. Hell, I was doing it for a living. I've stepped away from that life, but I guess it felt like I was up to my old tricks.
Nick thought about this and I guess decided it was a good enough answer for him.
If you mean what you said about not trying to screw me over, then I'll trust you. It would be nice to have some friends,
he said without being able to hold eye contact. I knew then that his stuttering was more nerves and shyness than anything. I smiled in response.
Thanks, Nick. Next, we need to work on your confidence.
The rest of the walk was pretty enjoyable. Nick and I made small talk about what we'd done in previous games and what we expected to do in this one. Nick wasn't as interested as I was in making money in the real world. It sounded like he was wealthy in the real world, but I didn't trust myself enough to go down that road. He heard that it was a game where you could do practically whatever you wanted, something beyond the typical MMO of loot, level, and quest. He was right. And it was something you could feel very quickly in-game. The whole world felt alive. He'd also heard about the realism of NPCs and wanted to try it out. It turned out that he didn't have the same problems with his nerves when talking to NPCs, even though they essentially acted like real people. Some part of his brain knew they weren't real, so he let his guard down and was able to interact with them like he'd always wanted to talk to real people. The gnomes told us before we left town that it would be fastest and safest to follow the road, so we did. Normally, I'd want to start grinding XP as soon as possible, but getting to know Nick was more important. As Alfred predicted, it took around 45 minutes to reach the marker on the road letting us know to branch off the main path and head towards the mine. Here's the safe spot the mayor told us about. Based on my guide, we're safe once we light the campfire. Nick seemed like he still didn't trust it.
You're sure we're safe?
He asked. I looked to Alfred for confirmation, and he nodded.
Yep, it's part of the in-game mechanics. These things are located all around the wild areas of the world and allow players a place to recover and log out safely for the night. While we're in the area of effect, monsters can't get near us and other players can't hurt us or steal from us. As far as I know, they aren't even aware of us while we're in here. I guess that's a safety feature to make sure you can't get camped, so to speak. With a bad pun under my belt, I started unloading everything we didn't need right then, except for a pickaxe for checking out the mine. Time to kick some low-level kobold ass.
All right, Nick, so what can you do during combat? Nick straightened his back a bit, trying to look proud.
I have basic proficiency with a crossbow, and I have a few small grenades and traps I made in the first few steps of the Artificer quest chain.
Okay, he was ranged support.
Alfred, are there parties in this game?
Yes, sir. As is typical in role-playing games, you will share experience and be able to track party members' positions and level, class, and HP, MP, SP status. To create a party, simply think about creating a party and adding someone to it.
Easy enough. Party created. Party members, 1 of 5. You have invited Nick to join your party. Nick has accepted. New skill, leadership, level 1. Party members receive half damage when struck by other members' attacks. Note, increasing this skill adds new bonuses instead of increasing a specific bonus. Party members, 2 of 5. Name, Nick. Class, Mage. Level, 4. HP, 140 of 140. MP, 450 of 450. SP, 100 of 100.
Whoa! You're a couple of levels higher than me already? Guess that quest chain gave solid XP for something where you never had to leave town. And 450 MP? Someone is stacking intellect.
Nick gave a proud grin at that as we started making our way towards the mine entrance.
It's required for certain crafting skills. Things like grenades require me to pump mana into them to stabilize them. My trainer said I can use it to create magical weapons and eventually even make gadgets that aren't physically possible without magic.
Interesting. Hopefully you brought along plenty of those grenades. Your job is to stay back and give ranged support. I'll be trying to sneak up on them and fight up close. You stay back and out of harm's way. And please warn me before you throw any grenades at what I'm fighting. Nick thought on this and agreed with a nod, although he did seem nervous once I mentioned grenades.
If you can, try to pull with that crossbow mounted on your arm. It won't do as much damage as mine, but it's a good opener for someone who is going to rely on melee anyway, he added on.
Wow, I'd almost forgotten that thing.
Good call. Now stay here. I think we're getting close to the entrance.
We quickly found a good spot for Nick to fire from cover, and I started sneaking my way towards the entrance. Holy shit. Movies made this look way easier. Everything here was trying to make noise just for me looking at it.
Do try to minimize your silhouette as well. A standing human silhouette is not a shape that naturally occurs in nature, typically, so it is easy to spot.
Oops. I was really starting to wonder if I could pull off this whole rogue thing in a game like this when I got the notification.
New skill, stealth, level 1. 1% harder to spot when hiding per level. Note, this skill is affected by environmental factors, light levels, walking surface, etc., and the perception abilities of your enemies.
Realizing I was about to hit the tree line, I took a knee as gently as I could and pulled a couple of bolts out of the small quiver I received with the crossbow. Looking into the clearing, I finally got a good look at the kobolds themselves. They were small, maybe Nick's height. With rat and lizard-like features, it looked like they tried to wrap leather scraps around themselves as an extra protective layer over their tattered cloth scrap clothing. I was definitely sensing an overall scrap motif with how they dress. Those spears seemed sharp enough to do the job, though. I may have chosen a bad spot for Nick to stand. He was not going to have a safe shot from there. I really needed to work on tactics. Knocking the first bolt and holding the second in my firing hand, I steadied my outstretched arm with the other hand and did my best to control my breathing in spite of the excitement of finally entering combat in this world. I already knew roughly the basics of how to breathe and how to fire the weapon. I guess it was from starting the game with the skill. Inhale. Exhale. Pause. Fire. Kobold takes 10 sneak attack times 2 damage. Kobold defeated. You earn 10 XP. Stealth has increased to level 2. Gadgets and trick weapons increased to level 2. Ignoring the notification, I managed to get the second bolt knocked and fired it at the second kobold that was at that point running towards me. Kobold takes 5 damage. Well, I guess that's a start. Both swords out, I charged in to meet my foe. Dodge has increased to level 2. I saw now what Al meant about training from the best to make someone great. This thing moved glacially slow compared to her. Half of its attacks I could just sidestep with minimal effort.
It was coming after me with what I finally realized was an incredibly well-made iron spear. Unfortunately for it, it was not good with it. After a few easily dodged sidesteps, I decided to end it. The kobold went for another one of its incredibly telegraphed thrust attacks, and it seemed like a perfect opening. Using my offhand sword, I pushed the spear to my left as I stepped to the right. With the skills L taught me, combined with some slight intuition granted by the skill itself, I was able to change the trajectory of the attack without reducing the momentum. The same momentum that carried the kobold forward just a few extra fatal steps that allowed me safely into its guard. That's the problem with spears. Let the enemy get too close and suddenly it's an oversized, unwieldy club. With no way for the kobold to block my follow-up, my main hand sword easily took his head and ended the fight. Kobold takes 5 damage. Kobold defeated. You earn 10 XP. Parry has increased to level 2. Dual wielding has increased to level 2. Short swords has increased to level 2. Oh no, that was easy. Dropping back into stealth, I started looking for more kobolds. Every other game that had the little bastards in them, the danger was from their numbers. They didn't send their champion to beat you in glorious one-on-one combat. They just overwhelmed you. Alfred, is there a way to communicate directly to party members? I don't exactly have a chat window. That does mean no trade chat, though, so silver linings, I guess.
Yes, there is. It's just like how you communicate with me, but think about your party instead of me, my guide quickly explained.
Thanks, I replied before shifting my mental focus onto Nick. Hey, Nick, if you can hear me, this is the party chat. You just have to think what you want to say and I will hear it. I could almost hear him jump as soon as I started. If I wasn't in full paranoia mode about getting ambushed by kobolds, I might have laughed.
Is this how it works? Can you hear me, Jack?
The response came up in my mind seconds later.
Loud and clear, little buddy. Move up to where you saw me shooting from and cover me. I don't want any patrols coming through and catching me by surprise.
After I got an affirmative from Nick, I felt somewhat better about taking my time out here. At least nothing could sneak up on me now.
Hey, Jack, there's a group of kobolds trying to sneak up on you.
Well, shit.